After reading the information on the board about Planet Park, stand so that the stadium and the board are behind your back. Turn left, then walk down the main park avenue until you reach the main street. The first park in Plantir was created at the arms factory thanks to the efforts of its well-known director, Kazimierz Ołdakowski. As a nature lover, he selected trees and shrubs for planting himself. The park we are walking through today, according to early 19th century maps, was a shallow river valley with grassy pastures through which a stream flowed. The origins of Planted Park go back to plans to build boulevards in the city, especially in the factory's housing estate. The boulevards were designed so that they would stretch along the stream. However, due to severe pollution in the stream and an unpleasant odor, their construction was abandoned. In 1927, the stream in this section was led into an underground canal. The area around it was drained, and the unevenness was leveled by fertilizing the soil. The first tree plantings took place in the 1930s, when greenery was arranged between individual buildings of the factory housing estate. In 1949, the planting and laying out of the paths began. Fast-growing trees, such as poplars, maples, and ash trees, were planted so that they would achieve a good height quickly. Before we get to the busy street ahead, let's return for a moment to the topic of bicycles produced by Łużnik. In addition to those for the civilians, bikes were also made for uniformed services, including the military. These ones featured a reinforced frame with a special holder for a rifle. Also very popular were racing bicycles, which proved themselves during popular cycling races. When you get to the junction, head across the street and turn left. The next panel is right next to the tall building we talked about earlier. Although it is hard to imagine today, a bicycle at that time was a luxury item and not cheap. In the 1920s, the cheapest bicycle for children cost 180 zlotys, while the salary of an ordinary worker at the arms factory was 120 zlotys. The most expensive Ciclo model, equipped with a derailleur system, cost as much as 340 zlotys.